Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 results conference call of Iranbah Industries Limited. We have with us today Mr. Raghuram K. Shetty, Managing Director, Mr. Ronak R. Shetty, Executive Director, and Mr. Rajkumar Basna, Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghuram K. Shetty, Managing Director from Iranbah Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, madam. Good evening, and thank you everyone for taking your valuable time for Iranbah's Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings call. The company's 9 months FY25 revenues stood at 1,075 crores, impacted by challenging global macros and slowdown in demand. The export technical business witnessed lower demand due to challenging market conditions coupled with higher inventory. The EBITDA margins were suppressed during 9 months FY25 due to lower realization of our products and increase in other expenditures. The ongoing capex at our Sarigam and Saika facility is shaping up well. During Q2, we have started our phase 1 commercial production in Sarigam facility, and phase 2 we expect to start by the end of Q4 FY25. The Saika facility, we are expecting to start the commercial production in Q4 FY25. The company looks forward to add new product registrations, thereby expanding its diverse customer base and driving Iranbah's next wave of growth. The company is well poised to build on the strong operational competencies developed over the last few years. I am hopeful the company will continue to grow and surpass new milestones in the coming years. We look FY25 as a transitionary year for Iranbah and are optimistic for the upper future. I will now hand over to Mr. Raj Basna, our CFO, to take you through the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I would like to briefly touch upon the key performance highlights for the 9 months ended 31st December 2024, and then we'll open the floor for question and answers. Now moving towards financial highlights for quarter ended 31st December 2024. Revenue from operation stood at 1,075 crores in 9 months ended FY25 as compared to 1,000 crores in FY24. EBITDA stood at 117 crore during the 9 months with EBITDA margin at 11%. Profit after tax stood at 44 crores in 9 months ended FY25 compared to 35 crore in FY24. The sector fundamentals remain challenging for the short term, however it continues to remain strong for a long term basis. That concludes update on the financial. Now we can open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Manish Jain from Fortune Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my first question was regarding the pricing. The prices have been affected in formulations or in technicals or in both the segments. And what the pricing is basically on quarter-on-quarter basis in the last quarter, means in the second quarter to the third quarter.
So, hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. So, basically, in terms of pricing, if you see, the major effect has come on the technical side. So, formulation usually goes in tandem with technical. Q2, because it was a major India-based agriculture market, we had good support. But then in Q3, which is an export-oriented quarter, because of inventory and global macro situations, the overall sales were less across the segment, across industry, and that is why there was a dip in the prices that we saw in our agrochemical products. But in Q4, we are seeing a slight revival in the prices as we are again heading towards an Indian business Kharif period. And from Q1, we will see a good revival in the pricing as well as in the order optics.
So, sir, basically the hit in the pricing was maximum in the export market?
Yes.
So, sir, was it across the products or was it was deeply in some products or was it was in across the products in the export market?
It is across the products. Across the products, mainly for us in export market, we are very strong in insecticide portfolio. With our new facilities coming up, we will become more diversified into fungicides and herbicides. So, across insecticide portfolio, we saw a dip in the price in Q3. Which we are also seeing a revival now in Q4 because again the season is coming back for insecticides.
Sir, was the basically the competition was from Chinese players?
No, India as well as China, I'll say.
So Indian people who are exporting outside also?
Yes.
So sir, has the prices started to bottom out or it is still the same? In this quarter, in the current quarter?
Q4, we have already started seeing good demand coming in, and because of demand, we are also seeing price improvements in the product.
In the export market, sir?
In domestic as well as exports.
Sir, another question was regarding the formulation and technical contribution. Mm-hmm. If we have seen that the formulation contribution has steadily has come up in the last 3-4 years.
Yes.
Whereas previously technical was a far bigger contributor.
Yes.
This was basically because of the price reduction?
No, I'll say one, not because just because of price reduction, because we have been consciously focusing more on formulations as it is a value addition on our technical. So we use our own technicals to make these formulation, which gives an additional margin at the end. So that is one of the reason why our formulation business is going up. But it is the technical is from our own production basket.
Sir, and in this current quarter, what we have seen is that a lot of companies have reported losses in the agrochemical sector.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback is that the pricing has to bottom out, otherwise it will not be sustainable and the capex can't be maintained at these prices.
Sorry.
Is it right or the situation will remain the same because of the international as well as domestic new capex coming in the next 1 to 2 years?
It is right. Every company have their own product basket. Similarly, we have our own product list and we will be able to take that advantage based on the capex only. And once when we see better demand coming in from domestic and exports, we will see that prices also, there will be a revision, there will be an upward movement in the pricing. So yeah, I'll agree to your point that it's a bottom and now again things have started moving upwards.
Okay, thank you sir. I'll rejoin the queue. Thank you for answering all the questions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karan from Keynote Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. The first question is, what are our current utilization rates for the production facility?
current utilization phase in our existing facility is like around 85%. But in the new sites, it is just commenced. So utilization is much lower. And in fact, we are coming up with two new sites, two blocks, which will be commissioned by March end. So exact percentage for the new site, it will be very difficult for me to say. We can get back to you on that, on the exact percentage. But it is low today. It is low.
Okay. And the related question is, how is the current demand environment shaping up? So how do you see the ramp up of utilizations taking place in FY26 and FY27?
So we have started doing the registration activities for the products that we were planning to come in since 2 years. So there will be some registrations that we will get in the current year, some registrations that we will get in the next year. So slowly there will be a ramp up. Immediately we will be starting, we will be pushing our product in India and in few markets where we already have registration or in case of markets that are open.
Okay. And what will be our blended realizations currently on a per ton basis?
Blended realization?
Yes.
Blended on.
No, it is not right way to look at the per ton realization basis because we have a different product and a different volume also in that. So exactly numbers, we can't comment on that because the product portfolio are different, but some are volume based and some are the price variance based. So per ton is not have a good criteria to look into that.
Understood. And my last question is, what is like the current demand scenario in China and how do you see it evolving in the near term?
I think demand scenario in China, it's very difficult to answer that question. But now because for a month the whole Chinese operations were down due to their Chinese New Year, I think even there the production more or less is low, I would say, because of the gap. And a lot of inventory movement at distribution level we have seen in the last 6 months also in countries where inventory, there was a lot of inventory like the West. I think this year should be better that way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitul Shah from RW Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question was, sir, you know, if we were to understand from your perspective that December being the export heavy quarter and because of the fact that there is a challenge in the export market, you can't compare it with the previous quarter. But if we were to analyze, sir, you know, last year same quarter, company actually clocked the margin which was actually more than, or EBITDA margin which was more than double this quarter. So just wanted to understand, in September quarter we actually did so much better. Suddenly what has happened that, you know, the margins have actually gone from, you know, have become so adverse.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. So basically what happens is a lot of our products, new products that we have come up with are towards the India market. So whether our formulations or the technicals that we have launched, a lot of those registrations we have received in India. So a lot of business that we do today is in the Q2 season. That's why you will see a big, you will see better realizations and better product profile in Q2. But in Q3, usually it is the products that we have been selling over the years where registration we have not received for a few of those products. So once we start getting in those registrations, we will see that sales also in the export market. which we are not able to take advantage of today.
No, no, sir. My question was that, you know, in December 2023,
yeah,
I mean, it would have been the same, right, sir? You know, it would have been an export driven quarter where bulk, most of your sales have been in the export quarter. So I'm saying year over year, if I were to compare December 24 versus December 23, although, you know, we've expanded our revenues, you know, really well, our margins have actually dropped, and on percentage basis, they've actually halved.
Yeah.
Just fail to understand what is such a drastic adverse movement which has happened, sir.
There is a 2-3 reasons behind that. One is the reasons is our gross margins has come down to around 2-3 basis points also here, 200 to 300 basis points due to lower realization of the some of our technical products also in that. Second one reason is the our new plant capacity has commenced in October, which is has not proper utilization, but it was a very new commencement of production. So there are fixed expenditure for this quarter in the profit and loss account. So it's, you can see, look into our salary cost and other expenses increase so much in that. That's why
got it.
Top line has not been come, but the expenditure comes to our account. So
no, sir, that's perfect. But if I were to ask, sir, you know, what is the quantum of expenditure which, you know, there is an under absorption because of quarter the plant which just got operational last quarter?
Almost,
that can be quantified, then it will be actually helpful, sir.
Almost, you can say around 15 to 20 crore rupees on saying that.
That is significant, sir. Very. Sir, if I may ask one more, based on, you know, this, the plant which went operational and the two new facilities which we see are going to be operational in the quarter in March 25, what is the forecast revenue which you can, sir, see in the coming year?
In the coming year, we anticipated our growth will be around 35% to 40% in the 25-26. And EBITDA margin will be range of around 12% to 14%.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Manish Jain from Fortune Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, basically, in the export market, we are competing with which countries, sir?
Competing with which countries?
From which countries we are competing?
Basically, competition is from Indian suppliers and in some products from Chinese players. So these are the major competing countries.
So basically, it is Indian and Chinese players. That's all.
Yes, yes.
Sir, and the pricing pressure is basically coming from China? It starts from China, what I have heard.
Both India as well as China. For our product list, India as well as China.
So, sir, my question was regarding the prices, because the prices have fallen continuously from the last 2 years. And it is seemingly like there is no bottom at all. At these prices, lot of players in the domestic as well in the Chinese market, whatever I have heard, they are reporting losses. And just now you told that in the last month some production was closed because due to holidays and all that in China. So quarter on quarter, like in the January 2025, the prices have increased, or it is by what quantum can you just tell? And in the foreseeable future, what can you see, sir?
So I'll say prices have not dropped a lot in Q3 also. And in Q4, that price for some products have increased. For some products, it is yet stable. So as it was earlier mentioned, there's a gross margin dip of around 2 to 3% that we've seen in Q3. And we've seen that in some products, there has been a jump in price of around 7 to 10%. But for some, it has been stable yet. Which maybe once the season comes in, we'll be able to see some price revision in those products as well. When it comes to why the prices went down, it is because of the demand scenario. So production have not been halted by the other competitors also. But when the demand scenario is low, you cannot keep holding on to this inventory. That's why you have no choice but to sell it at whatever price, so that we do not see a situation where the price falls even further. Now things have revised, so we'll get some advantage of it to some extent. I'll not say a big advantage or anything. We'll see some advantage we'll get in the price in this current quarter. Mainly we'll be able to see better realization maybe in Q1.
The revenue remains intact.
Okay, sir. So volume growth is there?
Yes. Volume growth.
That is why revenue remains intact, but the EBITDA is less because due to other reasons.
Sir, in the next 1 to 2 years, what is our CapEx?
See, for the last 2 years, we have deployed approximately 425 crores. Maybe another 50 to 100 crores may be deployed further to separate the things in two sides. Both the sides, it is halfway now. One side will be Sarigam site. Out of the two blocks, one is just started. The other block will be completed in this present quarter. That is Sarigam. Saika, it's a new site, Greenfield. That the plant will be commenced. The production will be commenced in this quarter.
And just now you gave us just a guidance that in the FY 25-26, you are targeting somewhere about 35% to 40% as a top line growth.
Yes.
So I think you should be hitting somewhere about 1650-1700 crores on the top line.
Around 1850.
1850 crores.
No. Addition will be around 600 crores, as you rightly said. The total turnover will be around 1850 to 1950 crore in the range of that.
For the next year, you are telling?
Next year, FY25.
And you had given a guidance of somewhere about 12 to 14% as EBITDA margin.
Yes.
Sir, just to ask the question that does the ground at present looks okay that the pricing will stay so that you can give that 12 to 14% guidance?
At the current prices, we are evaluating that.
For the current products which we are planning to come in also, considering those products we are saying 12 to 14%. In case there is any revision in the price, it could go up or down.
Okay, sir. Another last question was regarding the overall Indian agrochemical companies going for aggressive capex in the last 2-3 years. Whatever commentary I have heard, that all the companies are going into capex and a lot of capacity is coming in the next 1-2 years. It would depend upon the products also. So, sir, if the pricing is very soft or not stable, then what do you think about the industry, sir? Will the capacity gets absorbed in the domestic or in the export market?
All these capex started 2 years back by most of the companies, and one has to complete the project, which is halfway. Now no new capex will be coming up. That's what we feel. So it will be the existing capacity, whatever it has come, it will be absorbed, because new capex, new venture won't be started by anybody. That is what we feel.
That's right.
2 years back and it is completing.
That's right, sir. And sir, in the export markets, are the Indian companies as well as Hiranba gaining some traction in the China plus one strategy in the export market? Do you see something like that? Is it possible?
Extent we are. Because of these new sites, we have also started putting in a lot of registration. Unfortunately, registration takes its own time. Once we see these registrations coming in, we'll see good growth coming from the export market as well.
And sir, regarding the pricing, the export pricing, what do you think, sir, realistically, is it the bottom or how can we, because it's very tough for a person like us to understand. So I think you would be far better to give an answer, sir, about the export pricing.
See, if you see the balance sheet of all other companies, peers, it is all in red mark, negative. So
yeah.
definitely there won't be any downward pricing now because all are suffering now. So we also feel that it is in the bottom. And if you see last 1 month, the prices slightly, it is on the upward for few products. Not all the products, but few products.
But this is even true for the Chinese exporters?
From everybody. Because all are facing internationally, this is the situation either in India or China, that it is the bottom price. Because you can see it in the balance sheet, all are facing the same problem.
Because I think a company like Bayer Crop Science also has given very bad results in the agrochemical segment.
Yes, mostly. Exception is always there in everything, but mostly it is the situation.
Yeah, mostly it is down, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Best of luck for the ensuing quarter, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Manish.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Hitul Shah from RW Equities. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to check, what is the company's plan for dicarbonate? You know, we just, in the last quarter, there was a mention that, you know, the company just started production. So any outlook you can give on dicarbonate would be very helpful, sir.
So dicarbonate was a sick unit. Of course, we have started our production in the last quarter. Last quarter, our turnover top line was, revenue was 3.5 crores with some contract manufacturing of our existing products. And we also started our earlier products there in a small way, but we will ramp up in the coming months. So also we are planning for a R&D setup, as we mentioned earlier, for our internal group companies as well as for outside companies.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan from Keynote Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks again for the opportunity. Sir, what will be the volume growth in Q3 and 9-month FY25?
Hello? Yeah, can you repeat your question?
Yes, what was the volume growth in Q3 FY25 and 9-month FY25?
It should be around 3-4%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Kumar Sharma, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question is regarding this year you have mentioned earlier your calls that our H2 will be almost equal to plus minus 5-10% of the H1. Sir, but due to some, as you explained, export is a problem. So what do you think about the total H1, H2? The figure of revenue and this bottom line. Number one. Number two, what will be the net profit margins in the expect? You are saying 12-14% EBITDA margin, but will be net profit margins in the next year? Any expectations? If you can clarify that.
Expectation of what?
Net profit margins.
Net profit margin. Should be around 5-6% in the next year, considering an EBITDA of 12-14%.
Right.
And this year, you said H1 is equal to H2. That is what you were asking, right?
Yes. Earlier calls, you have mentioned plus minus 5-10%.
Yeah, it should be in that range only. Even after this quarter, we yet feel that first half would be equal to second half plus minus 5-10%.
And regarding EBITDA margin in this quarter, third quarter we have seen some drop.
Your voice is not clear actually. Could you repeat your question?
Mr. Anil, I would request you to please use your handset.
Yes. Yes, sir. My question is regarding the EBITDA margins in the H2 total.
H2 was EBITDA margins are around 13-14%, but due to this quarter addition of the compared to 9 months, so we reached up to 11% for the 9 months.
Okay. All right. Right. Thank you. Wish you good luck. And hope our next 2 years we will be able to just compensate this loss. Thank you.
Yes, sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harshal from Rashi FinCorp. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Can you tell me about the current borrowings of the company?
Current borrowings.
Total borrowing is around 300 crores.
Okay. So can you tell me about the U.S. and China business scenario? Like, what is the demand there? And how are you doing in that market?
So even today, China consists of around 10% of our 10% of our total business, and U.S. is slowly growing. We are one of the late entrants into U.S. market, and it takes a longer time to get a registration. But we've applied few registrations. In fact, we've got a registration also in the last quarter, which will help us in the next year. However, because there are inventory issues and a lot of inventory with the distribution in the distribution segment, that is why the season has been slow this year in U.S. for us.
Okay.
However, next year we expect that there will be one to more registration coming in, and that will definitely help us scale our business in the next year.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so the margins for this year, will they be in the same range of 12 to 14% or will we stick to the same nine-month margins of 11% for the full year basis?
This year, we are guided around 10 to 12%. But next year, we'll have a substantial turnover coming from our expanded units also in that. But we are seeing also around improvement is around 200 to 300 basis points from that.
Okay, okay. And the two facilities that are going to start for the Sarigam Phase 2 will start by when?
By March end.
March 25?
Yes, March 25.
And the Saika facility?
Yes. Also similar, March end.
This quarter both will be commencing.
So both of them will add to the revenue for the next year, right?
Yes, but because it is Phase 1, it's just commenced. There will be some issues in the facility that we'll have to take into consideration. If everything goes well, we'll be able to immediately ramp it up. But if there are issues, from that particular site, we'll see some slowdown for the initial one or two quarters. And then we'll see a better turnover from that particular new site.
Okay, okay. And for the whole year FY25, are we still on the track to reach the 1400 crore revenue?
We are expecting to. Yes.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Manish Jain from Fortune Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. In the current quarter,
sorry to interrupt, sir. I would request you to please use your handset.
Yeah,
hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, in the current quarter, the domestic market, how is it going on, sir, in the current quarter?
Current quarter, it is better now. Q4 is better for domestic also. We are seeing better demand from domestic in this quarter.
Sir, compared to quarter three, it is better or?
Yes, compared to quarter three, it is better.
So is it channel refilling or the demand will go spill over to the first quarter of the next year, sir?
Yes, it is preparation for the next quarter. It is mostly B2B, but last quarter is always, it is a downward, but export is better in this last quarter.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, we will take that as the last question. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Hiranba Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.